At least 22 people have been killed and over 100 wounded in a major blast in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. The blast reportedly occurred when a fuel tanker exploded in the eastern part of Riyadh. The exact details of the incident are still unknown. Initial reports said the blast occurred as a truck crashed into an overpass. Eyewitnesses say an industrial building has been destroyed. Several buildings were also damaged and nearby vehicles caught on fire. Saudi officials are yet to explain the exact details of the blast. Ali Al-Ahmad is the director of the IGA who joins us to tell us about what has occurred here. Ali Al-Ahmad, we're looking at a very incident that has occurred. This accident is what it appears. Why don't you tell us your thoughts on that?
Well, this accident appears also very suspicious. I looked at extensive amount of pictures and saw that there was some type of explosion that destroyed some, you know, massive cement columns. Yet the truck that was carrying the liquid gasoline was basically undamaged, meaning it did not explode, it just was burnt. However, the explosion reached in a circle with a diameter of at least 500 to 700 meters. With the death toll rising, it's not going to be the 20 or 30 people dying. There are many more people, I think, who have died because of the massive wounds and burns that occurred in this residential area. So there is something missing here that we don't know anything about, but it looks like very much like an accident. But there also another thing that is, I cannot put my finger on it, unfortunately, yet. So we will wait to see the result. However, this thing here shows you that the lack of any standards of safety and care. In fact, just this morning, several people who spoke about the fact that they have tried to convince the Saudi government to stop gas tankers from driving through the neighborhood. And they sent letters to the ruler of Riyadh, the governor of Riyadh, warning him and saying we shouldn't have this. But the government of Riyadh did not stop or take any precaution to prevent such accidents from happening. So you see here the failure of the Saudi government to protect its citizens. Yesterday we had 30 people die in another fire in Abgaig. Today about 50 to 100 people died in Riyadh, and we don't know tomorrow what will happen. Typically in Saudi Arabia, people die in dozens of people die and nothing happens, just statements of we will start an investigation, but the end of the day people just die and the file is closed.
Okay, thank you very much, Ali Al-Ahmad, director of IGA there.